Next song, let's turn to song number 224. Song number 224.
My Father's throne, may God my heart.
Okay, for last song, let's turn to song number 475. Song number 475. Right, at this time we'll look to Alan Hassettler for our devotional.
Greet each one in Jesus' name this evening. It's good to be here with you. Good to be back home again after being away from a service for two Sundays in a row. I thought it was good to be back together again to worship God in a collective way, even though His Word tells us that where two or three are gathered, there is he in the midst of them. So it was two of us at least last Sunday and Sunday before. So yeah, we enjoyed our little vacation trip and seen many of God's beautiful creations and things that he has made way out in the middle of the water. Amazes me, how did man ever find that little spot of land way out there in the middle of the water? Flew for like 5 hours over water, you know, and back when that land was found, why, they didn't have airplanes like we have today, and somebody found that place, Hawaii. Okay, for a scripture reading, I thought I would look at Psalms 145. Just a short psalm here. It's David, I believe, is the author. And David's way of praising God and bringing out God's greatness and his holiness. Seemed like the last while here, the psalms have been near to me and meant a lot to me. Seemed like David had a way of relating and that I could kind of identify with to life and different things that he faced. Let's read this chapter. I'll make a few comments as maybe as we go through. Verse 1, I will extol thee, my God. O King, I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. That first part there is in the second verse stood out to me. Every day will I bless thee. You know, how can we bless the Lord? Isn't it the Lord that gives us blessings? Isn't it where we receive our blessings and benefits from is from the Lord? How can we as his creation bless him? And I think we can see ways in this chapter here that, you know, we can bless him in ways that the Lord sees our life and what we do, our hearts, our attitudes, that is a blessing to him. Verse 3, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. There in verse 5, that's one way. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible act, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. I believe that's so true. All his works, all his creation blesses the Lord, praises the Lord. It says, and thy saints shall bless thee. I would say that if we're in a position that God can bless us and God can work through us, isn't that a blessing to God? I just had to think, you know, that as his creation, we are his creation. And if we respond to him in a right way, as he wants us to or intended us to, I believe that's a blessing to him. If you made something and created it and say such as an engine or whatever, something that works or, you know, produces something, well, that's a blessing to you after you've studied or you've made it and come up with this and it works. It actually produces. So, you know, that's a blessing. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. That's another way to make known unto the sons of men by our lives and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him and to all that call upon him in truth. That verse stood out to me there too. The Lord is nigh unto all that call upon him. All men, all people, all his creation, all even the animals, they depend upon God for their food and their care. And he says to all that call upon him in truth. God wants us to call upon him in truth. In other words, our lives, not just call upon him for all our wants maybe, but call upon him for our needs, our inner needs, our spiritual needs that we need. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. You know, the Lord wants to preserve all his people, all his creation. God is not out to destroy anyone. He doesn't want to destroy anyone. Man basically destroys himself simply because we fall away from God or simply because we do not accept what God has given to us and offered to us. But all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Then a couple of the verses in the next chapter. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Notice he says there, he don't say while I have my being, while I have any being. Trust that is our desire and is what we want to do this evening and the rest of our lives is to praise the Lord simply because what he has done for us. What he has done for us and saving us from our sins and caring for us and looking to, and that it might be a challenge to us to look to him for tomorrow and the days ahead as he gives us our being. At this time, let's stand for prayer.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life when the clouds unfold their wings astride, when the strong tides lift and the cables strain? Will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps us whole, steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm.
Say, well, observe the bird's eyes on the last verse only.
It is safe, Lord, will the storm withstand, for his well secure by the Savior's hand, and the cables pass from his heart to mine. Can he fight
This time we have children singing. Children may all come forward and hit Ramona. Second grade. We'll have children sing.
God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
Ten, Christian hymnal. Okay, I might need some help starting this here. Right after this song, we'll look to Daniel Burton for a history of the song.
Good evening. Greet each one in Jesus' name tonight. First off, I'd like to look at a verse in Genesis 13:10 through 13. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plains of Jordan, but it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plains of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Here we see that they chose two different ways. Lot chose Sodom, and Abraham chose to stay where it wasn't as plenteous. In the Bible, we have many different people that made choices. Esther, instead of she risked her life for the deliverance of God's people, and Job chose to look to God. Instead of just feeling rejected. Joseph, he had been promised by God, and he chose to trust God, even though the things didn't seem like they were going the right way, I'm sure many of the time. Moses chose freedom with God's people while he was considered the son of Pharaoh's daughter. And Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The song I chose is "God Leads Us Along." I really like the testimony of with that song. You'll see that in the front of your benches. Before I think I'll read the first verse here. In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. where the waters cold flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads his children, dear children, along, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night seasons and all the day long. And notice in next to the last stanza there, it says, some through the fire, but all through the blood. For this couple, they face the situation of the fire. And for us, we must have the blood applied to our lives. George Young, a young carpenter, that would kind of fit into our church, and his wife dedicated their lives to follow the Lord wherever he would lead. He does the leading, they often said, and we do the following. God led them to the rural Midwest. They traveled from church to church in revival efforts. Their finances were always tight, through the many years, we never went hungry, Mrs. Young said years later. Oh, sometimes we did have too much of the world. Oh, sometimes we didn't have too much of the world's goods, but we always had so much of Jesus. Finally, they saved enough to buy a small piece of land on which George built a cottage. Though small, it was fulfillment of a life stream, and when they had moved in, they dedicated the house to God. But sometime later, when the Youngs were away on a ministry trip, a thug who had been offended by George preaching set the house afire. Returning home, the Youngs found a heap of ashes. All the worldly goods and cherished possessions were gone. As George gazed at the ruins, he recounted the precious possessions fire could never destroy, his family, his relationship with God, his ministry, his eternal home. There and then the words to God leads us along began forming in his mind. Within a few days, he had written all three stanzas. Years later, Mrs. Young was living in a run-down country poor house. Mrs. Young explained, "One day, God took my sweet husband home. Oh, how I miss him. For we had always served the Lord together. In my heart, I wondered, where will God now lead me? God led me here. I am so glad he did. For you know that every month somebody comes into this place to spend the rest of their days. And so many of them don't know my Jesus. I'm having the time of my life introducing them to Jesus. Isn't that wonderful how God leads?" Let's go ahead and sing that song.
Where the water
Let's choose God next week in every decision.
My faith has found a resting place. Thank you.
time, we'll look to the three families come forward. Sorry, I forgot to mention that before we sang the song. If you come forward this time and have a song for us.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Jesus died for all the children, all the children of the world. English, Irish, Russian, Jew, German, German, Italian too. Jesus died for the children of the world. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me
Thank you all very much for those songs. Okay, the song I'd like to sing now is song number 568 in the Christian hymnal. Whenever we sing this song, I have to think of my great-grandpa. This is one of his favorite songs. And you have to think of the glory that he is experiencing now. It's just wonderful to think of that. And that someday it'll be us. And what are we doing to make sure that we make it to heaven? Right, and then the chorus can come up in the last verse of this song. Song number 568.
Like him as Song entitled "Teach Me to Pray." You know, it's in, seems like in our day and age, I don't know how it was years ago, I'm sure it was hard then too, but taking the time we need to pray, which is be before the Lord and to prioritize that. And sometimes it can be difficult, at least for me.
Light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it
strong me, and every morning. with us.